Having been born a free man,
Academy Award-winning actor Louis Gossett Jr. reads the words of Solomon Northup from his autobiography, 12 Years a Slave, which was published in 1853. It tells how Northup, a free black man from New York State, was abducted on a visit to Washington, D.C., and taken to Louisiana as a slave.
I thought I must die beneath the lashes of the accursed brute. Even now, the flesh crawls upon my bones as I recall the scene. It was all on fire. My sufferings I can compare to nothing else than the burning agonies of hell.
The audiobook is based on the definitive, authenticated version of Northup's book, published in 1968 by Louisiana historian Sue Eakin, who died in 2009. Her son, Frank Eakin, the audiobook's producer, says she first encountered 12 Years a Slave as a young girl in a Louisiana plantation library.
And she was enthralled because a lot of the last names, the book was about, you know, people in that area where she grew up. So the names were familiar, the last names, the locations.
The book was long out of print, and even after she managed to find another copy at a used bookseller years later, she was told that it was all fiction. But Eakin doubted that because of all the details, the names and places it contained, and she spent years investigating its authenticity, often with young Frank in tow.
And a lot of my childhood was on the road traveling with her and going to courthouses and researching, you know, every detail of that story.
Eventually, Eakin published scholarly works on the 19th century slave account and also devoted herself to fighting the racial bigotry of her own time.
She was a civil rights leader. She was a daughter of a planter and ironically became a civil rights leader locally. You know, we had crosses burned in the yard. Our house was burned down twice.
In a family video, Sue Eakin talked about that time.
My black friend says, "How in the world did you with your ideas survive?" I said, "I never let it worry me. I did what I thought was right."
And she also thought it was right that people know about the cruelty and injustice of slavery described in 12 Years a Slave. Eakin says his mother's efforts gave Solomon Northup's story new life.
It's been recognized now as one of the most compelling, you know, firsthand accounts of slavery in existence. And it told a story that she truly, passionately felt had to be told.
The audiobook of 12 Years a Slave is set to be released in February, and a movie version starring Brad Pitt, Paul Giamatti, and Chiwetel Ejiofor will be released later this year. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Having been born a free man, and for more than 30 years enjoyed the blessings of liberty in a free state, I thought I must die beneath the lashes of the accursed brute. Even now, the flesh crawls upon my bones as I recall the scene. It was all on fire. My sufferings I can compare to nothing else than the burning agonies of hell.
And she was enthralled because a lot of the last names, the book was about, you know, people in that area where she grew up. So the names were familiar, the last names, the locations. And a lot of my childhood was on the road traveling with her and going to courthouses and researching, you know, every detail of that story. She was a civil rights leader. She was a daughter of a planter and ironically became a civil rights leader locally. You know, we had crosses burned in the yard. Our house was burned down twice.
My black friend says, "How in the world did you with your ideas survive?" I said, "I never let it worry me. I did what I thought was right."
It's been recognized now as one of the most compelling, you know, firsthand accounts of slavery in existence. And it told a story that she truly, passionately felt had to be told.